done. Okay, look, Torah R 196, Megillas Esther, middle of the second column. Okay, the last thing that Alter Rebbe was explaining was, there's dusting down here, not everybody understands Torah equally, so therefore, Lamaila, there's also many, many different levels. And he says that this, because Alter Rebbe asked a question, it says if you're not Isaac Bataira, then you're shaming the word of Hashem, you should be cut off. And he said, but many people should only learn in the morning and the evening. So how can you say they're not doing correctly? So he says, for them, that's correct. Because that's for them, it's considered as if they learned the whole day. But the others that could be learning and don't, so then they're losing out on that thing. So he says, the Eden merited Matan Torah through Golus Mitzrayim. Okay, and then he says, and therefore they said Nasiv and Nishma. And he said, where did they get the ability to say Nasiv and Nishma? That's because Hashem held the mountain over their head, which is the revelation of a tremendous love of Hashem to us that existed, and that awakened within us the bittul to come to complete Nasiv and Nishma. Okay, so that's where we're up to now. So middle of the page. Okay, it's like 15 lines from the end of the page. And he says, Lochein nikra Knesset Yisrael kalom. Therefore, the Yidden are called, the Jews are called kala, right? Hashem's the chosin, we're the kala. But kala not only means a bride, but Hashem, kleis ha-nefesh, the longing of the soul. Why are Jews called Kala? Not only because Hashem's the groom and we're the bride, but because the whole concept of Kala means longing. The Jews have this longing to Hashem. V'zeu, and you know, called Dibur Parcha Nishmosom, and that's why every word that came out of Hashem by the Seis Dibris, what happened? The Neshama left the body. Why did the Neshama leave the body? Why did the Neshama leave the body? Because they had such a longing to Hashem, they saw such a great revelation of godliness. So what happened? The neshamas couldn't stay in the body and were just like Nadav and Avil. It wasn't, God forbid, they did something wrong. They did something wrong, because that's not what Hashem wants. But they had such a longing to Hashem. Parcha Nishmason. Why? Sheidei Hadibur V'Agilu Momayla. Through the revelation of Elokus from above, Parcha Nishmasam, the neshama flied out of the body like the bittul of the earning tzof. Where did the Eden get this level of love from? Who initiated it? Hashem initiated it. Because kaf aleim har b'chinas av al yena, the tremendous love from of above, like, which is called mountain, kigigis, like a barrel. What's a barrel? Hu b'chinas David amakif. Socher kol olmin, it surrounds the world. Shaydeze nisera behem ava, that awakened the tremendous love of the Jews to Hashem. So he said, by matan Torah was actually a gift from above. The Eden refined their bodies by punishment amidst by their suffering in Egypt, right? Chemel veinim, the golas that merited for them. That they reached the level their body was able to handle this tremendously great love from Hashem. Hashem held a mountain over their head. Not do or die, like the Gemara says simply, but according to Chassidus and Kabbalah, it was the prerequisite of Nasiv and Nishma, meaning, like we said yesterday, not like Taisa says in the Gemara, that first was Nasiv and Nishma, and then he held the mountain over the head. It was the opposite way. The mountain was held over the head first. That level was the awakening from above, this tremendous love that Hashem has to the Jews. That awakened within them the love to Hashem. And he says like this, now it Alter Rebbe answered, this answers a question you say by a chuppah. What's the bracha? Mekadish Ami Yisrael Aidei Chuppah V'Kedushin. Hashem sanctified the Jews with chuppah and kedushin. So he says, V'hikshu, the Mefashim, Lama Shinei Seder, Lahaktim Chuppah L'Kedushin. What do you do first? First you give the ring, There's two parts of a marriage, like we learned in the Gemara many times. You give the ring as Kedushin, and then later you have Chuppah. In the time of the Gemara, they did Kedushin a year before the wedding. Right? They did Kedushin, okay? Then they gave the Kala and the Chazan a year to prepare themselves. So first is Kedushin, then Chuppah. Why do we say, Mekadish Ama Yisrael, the Chuppah v'Kedushin? It should be Kedushin v'Chuppah. That's the order. So he says, Alakichupo is the level of Makif, which is Kofalim Harki Gigas, which is his Galus HaMakif. Therefore, before Hashem sanctified the Jew, over there was unique. Because Mekadish Ami Yisrael, when did Hashem sanctify us? By Matan Torah. By the way, what does Kedushin mean? Kedushin means removed, separated. That's what the definition of the word holy means. It's not normal, it's separated in a way of holiness. So what happened? By Matan Torah, first Hashem did the chuppah, he held the mountain over the head. And then there was Nasa v'Nishma. Then there was the Kedushin. Kedeshi Yavar, Lekabal Sate, which is the level of Kedushin, it had to be Adam Shach, it's a Makiv Tchila. It has to be first through the level of the Makif, Shai Deza Bolubchinas Abitl. That caused them, this love that Hashem gave them, initiated from above, caused them to have this bitl to say Nasiv and Nishma, and then it was able to be Bchinas HaTorah.
So under the Chuppah, when say Chuppah and Kiddushin, it's referred to
Matan Torah. Because we're talking about Ama Yisrael. So first it's Chuppah, the Kofalim HaKagigis. And then he says like this. V'zel Pirish Ma'ashomer Avzal. And this explains the next piece of Gemara. Because after the Gemara says, Hashem held the mountain over there and said, either do it or die. So what it says, Amar Avim Ikam Medor Rabbe L'Raisa. From here is a good excuse not to keep Torah because we were coerced, we were forced. But now we're learning it differently. So what does it mean, Medor Rabbe L'Raisa? He said, Hainu, she said it is Zubalibam. The Kabbal Satera, Bechinas Mesiris Nefesh Ubitl. Achegdim Unasal Nishma. So he says like this. So what's Rav is saying? It's an excuse. He says because this level of acceptance of Torah in a way of Nasav Nishma, blind faith, that wasn't the Jews doing. It was a gift from above. Therefore, Lahayizamitzidam, Babchira Verata Shemi Atmam Levad. Because Alter Rebbe is explaining what allowed and made the Jews be able to do Nasav and Nishma. It was a revelation from above. It didn't come from their own. It was a revelation of above. Shaydei gilu yimil maila. B'chinas v'afti eschem. Aydei zedafka. Nis'er b'em harotim ava. That awakened the ava. So where did it come from? It came from above. So therefore, but what happened in the days of Purim, then it came from them. It didn't come from above. It came to Mesiris Nefesh. Shalai Aydei Yisrael is Momayla Metchila through the level of Yemini Techabgeni. Meaning, unlike Matan Torah, that the revelation of Nasiv and Ishma came as a gift from above. So therefore, Rav is saying basically, that's not the ultimate level. I'll give you an example. In life, or b'chal, you teach somebody something. You teach kids in school. What are you basically teaching them? How to do it on their own. Right? You teach a kid to learn, like yeshiva, right? You teach a kid Gemara, or chassidus, or halacha, whatever. What's the ultimate goal? That they could stand up on their own feet and learn themselves. In business, you teach somebody business. What's the ultimate purpose? Not to keep working for somebody else, that they should eventually go out on their own. They should stand on their own feet. Mm-hmm. By Matan Torah, it was a gift from above. So they said Nasav and Nishma because they had such a revelation that caused the neshama to have the neshama to go out of the body.
And that's what they failed also.
But that's not the ultimate level. That's what Rav said. Become a Dor Rabbe El Raisa. That's not the ultimate level. The ultimate level is Purim. What was Purim? The Jews did it on their own. There was no revelation from above. On the contrary, there were punishments from above. There was a decree to wipe them all out. So it wasn't a gilui of love from Hashem. On the contrary, it was something to destroy them. And then they awakened the love touch. It came from within. That's the ultimate level.
The Sirat Nefesh is from within.
What?
What's the purpose then of having the mountain over them if it's a revelation and they come and they say Naaseh V'Nishma?
Because it's still, it's very great to say Naaseh V'Nishma, but at that time it couldn't come from within themselves. It came like Hashem helping them.
So the mountain is part of the revelation? Or it's
the mountain is the revelation.
Okay.
The mountain is the revelation, and that revelation gave the Jews a level to be able to say Naaseh V'Nishma, which is very, very great.
But it's a revelation that
came from a revelation from above.
Fear.
Right. No, not of fear, of love.
But the mountain, when it's over your head, it's fear.
No, he's saying that was a chuppah.
Oh.
It was a chuppah.
Ah, okay.
The chuppah was love of Hashem. The Gemara learns that it was fear, because Hashem said to them, either accept the Torah or else I'm going to kill you.
Okay.
But that came as a revelation of love from above. What's unique about Purim is that was not through a revelation of above. The Jews on their own had Mesidus Nefesh.
But when they use the word mountain, they're talking about a certain level.
Hari says in the parenthesis before, he said that Har is the level of Ava, like we find by Hara, by Avram Avinu was Ava.
But it's not that the actual mountain, they had a...
Well, yeah, physically, the mountain was over their head. But what does it mean spiritually? Har Sinai.
Mount Sinai?
Yeah.
So Hashem lifted?
Not Mount Sinai, the cemetery.
So Purim is the Teshuvah then?
Purim is higher than Matan Torah. Shaya Mesidus Nefesh, B'chol Yisrael Mi'atzmam. That all Jews had Mesidus Nefesh. Shalai Ayde Yisrael is Momayla B'tchila. Not through an awakening from above, like the level of Gilvi Yemini Techabgeni. Because on the contrary, then was Hester upon him. Then was, like he said, Esther, Aster, Aster, concealment. Commandment is Al Esther Minatayda Minayin. Dichsev Anechi Haster, Aster, Pone Be'yam, on the contrary. Esther represents Hester, concealment. Then in the days of Purim, there was a concealment of God from above. That was an awakening from themselves, and therefore, then they did it with their own will. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining, because the Maimer began, why is Purim greater than Matan Torah? So the Alter Rebbe explained the whole union of Matan Torah, why you need Matan Torah, because you need, in order to connect to Hashem, it has to be through Torah. Then he explained, therefore, by Matan Torah was a revelation of above. In very simple English, what's better, if somebody is taught something, or they figure it out on their own? Obviously, if you figure it out on your own, it's a much greater level. Because this, somebody is teaching you, and this, you did it. Or like, you could buy a cake in the bakery, you can make your own cake. It might not be as nice. It might be a little off. But you made it. That's the Mile of Purim over Matan Torah. Matan Torah was a revelation of above. And Purim, they did it on their own.
It's an inheritance. A person gets an inheritance, or he actually earns
Work for the money, yeah.
What was the mission of Purim? 1 year they stood by.
That was the question, Avram.
The Mesiras Nefesh, I'm complaining. Mesiras Nefesh of Purim, where it says they stood Kol Hashana.
Yes.
What do you mean Kol Hashana? There are different Avedas. There's winter Aveda, summer Aveda, spring and Aveda, and fall. Yeah?
Correct.
Like it says, Kais V'chay Rekar V'chayim. Okay, there's four Avedas during the year. Now, sometimes people have Mesiras Nefesh, like we said, some people can have Mesiras Nefesh for learning. Some people can have Mesiras Nefesh to go on Mifzoyim. Some people can have Mesiras Nefesh for this. Some people have Mesiras Nefesh for that. There's different Avedas. Kol Hashana means the Jews were permeated with Mesiras Nefesh that in every season, in every different Aveda, they had Mesiras Nefesh.
Every single Jew?
Because Purim was exerted against every single Jew. Like the Rebbe says another Maimar, when was Mesiras Nefesh for all Jews? Purim and Hanukkah. But Purim is even greater than Hanukkah. So, what's the greatness of Purim's Mesidas Nefesh. Remember, the Rebbe writes about the Tetzava. Certain people in Russia, they had more Mesidas Nefesh. You don't see it so much now. Okay? That, and the Rebbe explains, that's not real Mesidas Nefesh. Because real Mesidas Nefesh means all the time. Permanent. So Purim was a permanent Mesidas Nefesh, because in every season they have Mesidas Nefesh. What was the Mesidas Nefesh? So Chassidus bring down the Moshe, when Mordechai was learning with 22,000 kids, and Haman came, and Mordechai said to the kids, go run away. The Medrash says, Mordechai told to the kids, run away, you'll be safe. The kids said to him, where you go, we go, your fate is our fate. And the Eden had the Mesidas Nefesh for the whole year.
In every
avodah possible. That's why the Me'edim Chassidus explains. That's why the emphasis, they stood kol hashana, the whole year. What's the big deal here? And a half a year is not good enough. Kol hashana means under any circumstance of serving Hashem, that level, they had Mesidas Nefesh. Okay, so he says now in Tzadik Tess, Bir Inyan, Yuv and Apim Ashokos will understand this, to explain this, will understand what it says, Ish Yehudi. Ushmai Mardechai, Ish Yemini, right? So simply, like we know the famous question, Ish Yehudi, Mardechai was from Shevet Yehuda. And yet it says Ish Yemini, that he came from Binyamin. So which one did he come from? Tzarech Lahavin, the Yemini, Pirush Mi Shevet Binyamin, like Rashi says. And why was he called Yehudi? Because he came from Shevet Yehuda. These are questions all the Mefoshim and the Megillah asked. And the Gemara asks it, by the way. Gam Tzarech Lahavin. Because also we need to understand another question. By Zayda Salman, it says, Lashmid Larig Ayehudim.
Yeah.
It says, again, without the Gemara answering the question, Yehudi means a Jew from Yehuda. So it says, L'chayda, Haman's Zayda was again the Jews, Yehudim, in 127 countries. The Rebbe said, the Jews in 127 countries are not all from Yehuda. Ephraim Menashe, yeah? So why were they called Yehudim? Because the Gemara says, Kol HaKeifa Bavei Dezara, Umeida B'chol HaTeira Kul, if somebody denies idols and has Mesidas Nefesh for Yiddishkeit, he's called Yehudi. Why Yehuda comes with Hoda'ah, submission, bittel. So why are the Jews called Yehudi? Not because they come from Yehuda. Yehudim over here means because they have complete bittul. Like we say, meidem anachnu loch, shal shem zeh nikru Yehudi. Therefore, he's called Yehuda, like Leah said, apam eidas Hashem, and therefore he was called Yehuda.
Right? It's not praise. It's not it doesn't mean praise.
Meidem means.
No, I'm saying thanks. Yehuda.
Yehuda, no. Yehuda means Hoda, Bittul.
Also, thank
you.
Hoda, Meidim and Achnuloch also means thank you. Yeah. Right? But in a deeper sense, Hoda is submission, not Bittul. Not.
So it's not praise of Hashem when she
had. Yeah, but she says, Apam Eides Hashem, I will thank God. But Eides Hashem means I will be battle to Hashem. Both, I told you, it means both. Therefore, Mordechai is called Ish Yehudi Hayu B'Shishanabi. What does Ish mean? Ish, Rashi says in Chumash, is Sa'la Yudim like Ish Arabayis. Ish is in the Hebrew, Choshiva title. But it says, in the Gemara, we bring down the Mishnah Midas, Ish Harabayis means the man in charge of Harabayis. Ish means a sar, an officer. What does it mean, Ish Yehudi? That Mordechai was the origin and the source and the greatest of Yehudi. There was a market of Mordechai, is the market, the source of Bittul, like it says, Mordechai minatayra minayin. How do I know Mordechai from the Chumash, the Gesiv, Mordedard, and it means Miradachya. Umar Zeh, Ledasa Ram Vashamifashim, is Mushak, which is a spice, which is mentioned in the Gemara Ketim of Archim, which is Dam Chayu Yedua, and it's called Beishim. It's actually a spice.
Mushk.
Now, in Persian, means a mouse.
No, from the intestine.
Doesn't mushka mean a mouse in Persian?
From the stomach of a deer.
Mush.
Mushka amba. It's a good smelling thing.
I just said something over there means a mouse.
Mush.
Mush.
A mush. Okay, mush. You know what mush is in America? In English?
How do you say
mush.
Mickey, how do you say Mickey Mouse?
Okay.
Mickey Mush.
Mickey Mush. Vahainu, what does it mean? It means a spice. Matche means a spice, meaning Matche was the source. Who instilled the Mesidus Nefesh of the Jews? The Meshach Rabbeinu of the generation was Mordechai. Mordechai was Ish, the Ish of Ish Yehudi. Yehudi means the Mesidus Nefesh, they had the Bittel. Who influenced the Jews? Like the Rebbe writes in Atta Tetzaveh, all then, Kibla Yehudim, all those Maimarim. Mordechai instilled Mesidus Nefesh into the Yidden. Hainu, b'midas ha-nefesh, b'chinas iskaf, yivisapcha meriru l'misko. What did they do? This Mordechai, the Mepharshim explained, was the blood of a certain fish. Now, the blood was transformed into a spice. The spice is actually made from blood. Ki adamu ha-nefesh ha-chiyunis nefesh ha-misave. It means a nefesh that desires. What did they do? Mordechai was one of the ketores in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Mishkan. That means it was transformed from the nefesh of an animal that wants gashmius, the nefesh abamis, became a spice for the ketores in the Beis Hamikdash. That's transformation, and therefore, okshemahapach tayvasi habamis, when a person transforms his evil tayvis. That he should only want Hashem, then he becomes Bashan.
That's also a spice, right?
Huh? And therefore he says, you can explain the machlekes in Poskim about myrrh. Rabbeinu Yonah says, you're allowed to eat it, the spice. And yesh eitzim b'achila. Okay? So now, what's the question? If it's for permissible or forbidden, means can I elevate it or can I not elevate it? So he says like this, the person that says you're not allowed to eat it, says only the smell was transformed to Kedusha. But the guf is forbidden. But Rabbeinu Yena holds,
everything was transformed.
No, but this is very interesting. We should leave this for tomorrow. He said, this is the machlekes. If Avedis become mitzvahs, or Avedis only become accidental. There are different levels of tshuva.
Right.
There's one a lower level of tshuva, intentional sins become called accidental sins. There's a level of tshuva that Avedis become mitzvahs. Okay, so what's the question over here? So he says, according to Chassidus, the machlekes, if this mod is allowed to be eaten or not,
it depends on
how much of it was transformed to Kedusha. Right. If you're allowed to eat it, that means it was mamish transformed to Kedusha. Mm-hmm. The Aveda became a mitzvah. But otherwise, the Aveda just became shaygig, so you're not allowed to eat it. It's still treif.
Wow.
Now that the class went so quick.